Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Full 20 Day Fiancé.
Hi, are you a parent and you're nervous about traveling with your kid? Because some places just don't fuck with babies. Like in a fun way. Well, do I have a service for you? It's called theyfuckwithbabiesornot.com. What you do is you go in there, you put a business name, an address, or even a city or a region of the world. And what we give you is a breakdown culturally so you understand if this is a place that will be chill with babies, hostile to babies, or is going to be a straight up turn up because everybody loves little babies there. Thank you so much for having me, the creator of this groundbreaking service. I am Sophia Alexandra.
Wow. Welcome. What an honor. Welcome to the pod.
Thank you.
Hello. Have you ever been traveling with a baby and you thought, you know what would be fucking sick right now is if I had an Italian lady who would flip right out about this baby and would just like hold it while stuff was going on, like maybe I needed a nap or whatever. Well, guess what? Call us. We got Italians.com. Listen, we have been frequently confused for that other site that is X-rated, but it doesn't matter.
Right,
we will not be changing our name. Guess what? Call us. We'll get you an Italian grandma, an auntie that's just going to flip right out about your baby just next to you while you travel, while you're out at lunch, just whenever you need just a little bit of a break. Thank you so much. I'm Miles Gray.
Wow. And if you could tell, I'm maybe traveling soon to somewhere, some far off land, a place that they say is just so magical, somewhere where when the sun hits your skin at a certain hour of the day, it just, it feels like you're in another place altogether. I'm sorry. Anyway, welcome to this
did
podcast.
Did you literally plan that drop for when you announced that you were traveling?
I have, that's a drop that I use on Daily Zeitgeist.
When you talk about Italy, but like you prepared it for this?
No. I just have it on my like general soundboard.
Because, I didn't know if you had separate soundboards, I guess.
No, I have one soundboard to rule them all. That's a little bit of a, I'm sorry that we're having to show you how the salsiche is made
that's
here. That's a transparency bone. Anyway, but this show is 420 Day Fiancé.
And it is a podcast where we discuss our favorite reality show, 90 Day Fiancé, and its various iterations. Today, we will be discussing Before the 90 Days, Season 6, Episode 10.
12.
God, was it boring.
Yeah. Field of Dreams. If you build it, Gino will come. I believe is the phrase from that film.
No, I believe Gino only comes when someone's mountain dewing him, as we found out.
When
without that Baja Blast, Gino won't bust.
Oh, man, I really need to put the Talib Kweli, the blast instrumental in.
Well, yeah, we've been waiting.
Boom, boom. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, wow. I wonder if, anyway, I don't have enough time to do that. If Brian was here on the call, then he probably would, he would cook that up right now. Anyway, let's get into it. Our first couple, Riley and Violet. It's time for him to apologize, because if you remember the last time we saw him, his motorcycle guide was like, oh yeah, you fucked up seriously, bro. Like with that, like getting some friend on and saying that's family. Nah. So this goofy motherfucker now has to unblock her just so he can apologize, which is, you know, your sums up at that point.
That is fuck boy behavior.
Yeah.
But sir, you're a fuck grandpa. You cannot be out here blocking grown women and then unblocking them to apologize. Get out of here.
Not with that much. Not when you're out here talking about your knees and shit.
No.
Nah, mm-mm. Too old for that. Please, sir. That's in Italy, we call that a fuck nonno. but anyway. So
listen, that is a bilingual bone.
Radio bilingue. Thank you so much. So she pulls up for the apology and she's like big mad already. I love it when she's like already like, how are you? She's like, you know, not good, really. So what's going on? And she's like, yo, this is his last chance. Okay. So we'll see what this dude comes with. He's like, here are flowers. This is an olive branch. And she's like, well, this shit ain't a neuralizer from Men in Black. So I ain't forgetting shit. So what the fuck you think I'm going to do with this? And he's like, sorry for having my homegirl badger you.
My favorite sentence in this storyline was when she goes, your sincerity is not enough.
Yeah. Oh, shit. That's just cutting it to the bone. Honestly. He was like, my sincerity isn't enough.
He had to buy time by repeating it back to her because it was devastating. He truly was like, I don't know how to recover. He's like, my sincerity, you're saying is not enough. You could see his brain just blowing up. He just, eyes rolling in the back of his head like,
how do I fix that? I don't know. We don't know. You'll have to tell us. So he's like, you know, look, I shouldn't have done that. I realize that's culturally all fucked up. She's like, I don't even care about that. She's like, how are you going to let all that shit go down and you participate in the fucking Guantanamo Bay treatment? Like, what the fuck is this? And he's like, well, blah, blah, blah. He's just hemming and hawing. And then he's like, how can we move forward?
She goes, will you keep your word?
I'll keep my word. Also, what about a translator? How's that too? Like maybe when I accuse you and go like all just go in on you, I can at least translate my accusations so you can understand them in your native language first and then defend yourself. Is that okay?
Real quick, how much money do you have in your bank account?
I'm sorry. But me? How?
Yeah, no, just like,
why are you asking?
I'm just saying, like, you know, it's all good. Like, you know, we're doing the, you know, the little chit chat. Like, I'm loving this. Like, great flowers. Nice. Just real quick, how much money do you have in your bank account?
Geez, I don't know. I got some Roth IRA. I got a couple investments. I just sold those NFTs for a loss. I got about 100,000.
How many of these dollars are invested into different kinds of apes?
Let me see. Just carry the three, and then I obviously get turbo ape juice when you combine three ape coins. So,
but you forgot about the 5 for 5.
And then obviously get 5 5 get 5 apes. So I've about 14 ape NFTs.
Oh yeah, no, me and my daughters cannot live on 14 apes.
We cannot live off apes alone.
We really cannot.
I'm sorry. We're trying to do something bigger. Riley. Okay. She's like, but she's for real. She's like, is that like, I don't know, man. Is that enough? Like, because you got my daughters coming too and all that. And he's like, look, I make broke look good. Okay. You don't know what that meant.
I love that he said that and then immediately said, well, you don't know what that means. And I'm like, yeah. No, she knows what that means. She just disagrees because she's seen your fucking Herbie ass dress up. Like,
she's like, what the fuck kind of weird polo shirts you wearing all the time? They're like, no, half- dude. Wearing golf polos all the time. That ain't no swag, bro. That ain't no drip. So then he's like, well, yeah, look, if you come,
it's like, do you know what that means? You just said she doesn't know what that means. Do you?
I mean, she's like, you make good look broke, I think. Hey, maybe. So, you know, I just like to switch that up on you. That's an inversion bonus. But yeah, he says, yeah, I got enough to, you know, we'll be fine financially. And he's like, all right, but let me ask you something. When you were fighting, and you were, you know, hitting my dad up and shit and acting all wild. Do you, like, regret that behavior and hurting me?
Real quick, you want to know your nickname?
Hmm.
It's King Kill Feelings.
Bro.
Every time I get feelings for you, you always kill them.
Kill them.
But go on with what you were saying.
I'm saying, do you regret what you did back there then?
Are you a broke ass?
Yes. So you do regret it?
I do not need to answer any more questions. Case dismissed, my honor.
Wow.
Pack on your knee brace and get on the fuck out of here.
Peace. Now go fly a kite, ho. Tired of this. Yeah. She's like, I'm not really. Nah. That's kind of like on you. So we'll
see
what
happens. Let me get this straight. So I'm the only one that did something wrong. She's like, yeah, that's exactly what I'm fucking saying.
Yeah. Right. So you heard me. Shit. Okay. So we'll see. That's where their little love story ends. But based on the tease for the next one, he's about to have to, he has another hand he has to reveal that isn't, I don't think that shit is going to go well at oil. Anything else?
I just think like, he's a waste of whatever, and like she needs to move the fuck on. But that's really the case for most of these. So, you know, what am I even saying? Gino and Jasmine.
Ooh, Jasmine.
Trimming each other's nose hairs. This is how you know it's super real. First we baja blast, then we trim them nose hairs. Can you breathe a little bit easier? Can I spray the Baja right up them nostrils? That's he
needs some piss.
That is literally just the song that they sing when they trim each other's nose hair.
Yeah, it is. I mean, when I saw them, I was like, oh my God, they might be in love for real. Like,
oh, I said the bloom is off the rose.
Yeah, fully.
Fully.
Then they walk around. They take a walk or something. He's like, so I came inside. Are you pregnant? She's like, what? You talking about from like 72 hours ago? I don't know. What the fuck are you talking about? She's like, if you really want, like, okay, you really want to talk about this? Let's sit the fuck down. First of all, I'm not into having a baby with you.
Second of all, I don't understand how to deal with all of my curly fucking extensions. So I don't style them. And that shit is just frizzing. So
it's wild. And she's like, and I'm trying to wrangle them with these butterfly clips. Trust me.
She's like, I put in all that effort into those tiny little braids in the front. But the rest, I was like, you know what? You hang out.
Too much work.
I met a family of beavers in there yesterday. I was like, you know what? Y'all do your thing.
I had to go take some of Nicole's orthodontic rubber bands. And you know me, I'm bad. My fingernails are too long. I can't really do dick. I wasn't able to do wraps. And I don't know. Just forget it. I look like shit. I look like beachside Barbie, okay? But you know that the humidity will do that. You know,
and that's what
it does.
That's why you know, maybe don't like curly hair. Took me until now to figure out. It's not something you just sew in and you're like, cool. Now I know how to take care of it. That shit is hard. Like, prepare to get a degree in it, Jasmine, if you want it to look good.
Right. She's like, what the fuck are these hairs I bought? They're out of control.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, now time to find your curl pattern, bitch. Have fun.
But yeah, like Gino just sort of like, I thought you wanted to, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, oh, do you look, if I said I didn't want to have a kid, would you still want to be with me?
And he said, like, I told you I wanted a child.
But he's like, why would you tell me this now? Like that you don't know about having a kid or whatever. She's like, bro, because you just weren't ejaculating until 72 hours ago.
That's so I never funny thought of it as something. Point, and I did not consider that.
Yeah, she's like, it wasn't even feasible. You were the man who shot blanks, or really not at all. It was like a joke gun. When you pulled the trigger, a little flag came bang out and said, bang. Okay. And then little did we know that all I needed was a little bit of urine to power my testicles. And here we are.
Power bike our way into a nose trimming relationship.
Whew. I wonder if he was cutting his nose hairs, like the pee smell was caught in his nose hairs, and he had to like just like, oh, I gotta clear cut the florist here, man. It's just,
well,
it's
what in there. He didn't realize is he stored his tiniest hat in there. That's what they ended up pulling out. The nose hair.
Oh wow, there it is. This is from when I went to a Detroit Tigers game and they were giving hats out. It was giant hat night. They were giving out big jokey hats that are five times bigger than a normal hat. I didn't know that was up there.
Anyway, so she,
we'll see.
I'm pretty sure they must have had that kid conversation before anyway. So
yeah,
whatever. Who cares?
Like, anyway, I'm just waiting for the preview for the next episode. The next episode. Hold up.
Hey,
wait. That's what I'm trying to see. When she said, I'm going to go fuck my ex, and I've been fucking him since a month ago.
She said it. Because you know, this motherfucker. Here's the thing. You cannot have secrets when you fight like them. Okay? This is what I'm trying to get to. You cannot have secrets. When you're the couple that says everything when you're mad at each other to hurt each other, you will fucking pull out anything. You cannot have secrets. You can't be fucking Dane and then also be Jasmine, because the second you're mad at Gino, you're going to yell,
guess what?
I'm fucking Dane. Like,
knock, knock. Guess who, bitch?
Bitch, you will fucking fumble the bag every time because you're so fucking furious.
But here's the thing. Is she? Because we also know she just wants to say the most fucked up thing, too. So I could go, I would say like maybe a 55% chance she's fucking Dane.
Are you 45% serious? 55? You're telling me that entire time they lived in the same building, they didn't fuck? That's the dumbest, craziest thing I've ever heard anyone say.
Maybe this is why I've been cheated on so many times.
Pobrecito.
They wouldn't do that.
Miles, like, everyone goes to the dentist twice a day.
Yeah, because I thought they messed up your crown or something. You had to go back, right?
No, like you said you needed extra cleanings. It's like your teeth are special.
Right. And you had to go to the chiropractor. That's why you're walking like that. To get an adjustment real quick. Oh no, yeah, she fucking Dane, huh?
Abso-fucking-lutely.
But she call him Dan. She can't even call him by his name. Chalamet?
I don't think that they have that kind of relationship.
Yeah, right. He calls her something else. Like,
for sure, they've never called each other by their actual names, except for when they do those corny force producer like FaceTime calls.
Right.
They're like, hello, Jasmine. Usually he's like, how do I not call her my pet nickname? Like, hey, my dirty little skank. I mean, Jasmine.
Hey, my little skank. Where art thou?
Like, anyway.
All right, let's move on. What do we got? David and Sheila. It was nice to, basically, this is like the episode where him and John Rill, like, begin to actually interact. And before, it starts off so awkward, where she's like, ask John Rill a question. Like, they're on their way to the beach to have a beach trip. And he's like, I don't know what the fuck to ask. He's like, what kind of games or sports you fuck with? He's like, basketball, volleyball. Silence. Crickets. Creak, 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 the whole time.
I love it when people start a conversation asking a question to which they have no follow-up. I'm like, why
have some commentary
to yourself? Now we're sitting in it.
Yeah, that's why I get when people, like, you go to like a level one improv class and they'll just be like a business person there who's like, I'm not trying to be a comedian. I just need to like be quicker with how I talk to people.
Yeah, just I need to learn how to be like a human being in the world out loud.
Yeah. And then you just do a scene with them and you come in, you're like, oh, I see that you're baking those really fantastic baguettes. Can I buy some? They're like, no, this isn't a bakery.
That's what I was just going to say. I was going to say, what? They go, what baguettes? I'm a mechanic.
Oh, fuck. You're fucking up the scene already.
You're like, Jesus, Gary, what was the number one rule of fucking improv?
Don't negate.
He's like,
okay?
Oh, don't say the N-word. We're like, yes, no, that too. But also, no, the N-word means that negate. That needed to be said.
Yeah. What the fuck? And don't bolt out of nowhere. You bolt every time I add to the scene. You just exit the stage. You can't do that either.
You also can't say scene and clap your hands whenever you don't have anything to say.
So, honey, are you excited for your birthday? We've got that special clown that you wanted.
Scene.
What the fuck? That was the first line. That was the who, what, when. God damn it. All right. Anyway. David and Sheila. Yeah. So then with the awkwardness, you know, he immediately just goes like, oh, let's, what do you call that? Do you call that game hot hands? That's what I used to call
it. Oh, really?
When you put the hands, like the hand game they're playing, and then you try to flip your hands.
Yeah.
And slap
yeah,
them.
Yeah. So I was thinking about that. I was like, I don't think I've ever actually heard anyone call it anything. I think it's like you play it by just extending your hands to each other.
But what do you say when you do that? Hey, let's play extend hand game.
No, you go, hey, you want to play? And you go like this. Well, people know you're not going to like.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, what else are you going to do with that gesture?
I'm just going down by the banks of the hanky-panky.
That's a different hand position, though.
Oh, or do slide.
Yes.
Remember slide?
I fucking love slide.
Yo, the other day, dude, I used to fucking
murder.
I don't even know. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're not going to do with the little one. I mean, not yet, but soon.
Yeah, potentially. Or just like, it's funny, like when I get like hang out with like my friends from like elementary school, like my one homegirl, I'm like, yo, let's see if we can fuck up slide real quick. It gets hard when you get to like 11.
Yeah. You know? That's about when all the like wheels fall off.
Yeah. Especially like if you're drinking and that's the reason you're like, let's play slide once real quick. Then yeah, it's falling apart by like 8.
I was going to say good. 9 to 11 is when I think it's over.
Obviously 9-11, it was over for everybody.
Yeah.
It was over for these hoes.
Never forget slide.
They have fun splashing around at the beach. And John Real is like, yo, I actually feel more comfortable around David now. I want to learn sign language. I was like, melt my fucking heart.
The entire thing was adorable as hell. When they post for that
angel
family
you.
Photo that the translator took, they like were standing awkwardly. And then the second before the photo, they all like stood next to each other and made a perfect little family shot. And I was like, oh,
right.
It's so natural.
Yeah, it was. They kind of seemed fine. But then they go to dinner. Yeah. And they start asking some questions. You know, Sheila's like, so did you have fun with John Real today, David? He's like, yeah. She's like, yeah, because, you know, his dad doesn't do that anymore. His dad doesn't really hang out with him, you know, at all. His dad abandoned him. So are you willing to be a father to him, a second father? And he's like, yes, I am. You know, I want him to know that he is not alone. I was like, oh, wow.
Okay. And then Sheila goes, will he promise not to hurt us? And I fucking.
Yeah.
I disintegrated. This isn't me right now. I'm just like a cloud of vapor that was vaporized by the pure hurt and emotion and love in that entire fucking scene.
100%. It's
also the sign language for his father left him is so violent looking.
What was it?
I felt it in my heart. It was like this. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, that's how
off.
I would tell people my father left me. Oh my God. That is so violent.
Yeah. It feels like instinctually what you would do if you didn't know sign language to be like, that motherfucker dipped.
That's what I'm saying. It's like
yeah,
totally
it feels accurate.
It's if onomatopoeia was a thing that you could have with a sign.
Mm-hmm. A gesture?
Yes. Then I would feel like the gesture for his father left him is exactly the gesture that you would instinctually, like, it looks like what it is.
Right. And then, like, they get, you know, to, like, the big main, not main point, but, like, a really important question, which is John Real, like, do you want to move to America? He's like, nah, not really. Not really for me, dog. I'll miss my family and my friends too much. And then David is like, you will like the activities that there are in America, and you will learn the language. And that just, for a second, I was like, hold on. I've seen this shit before. A white dad with a family, with a mother that's from abroad, and like some like mixed blended shit, and like the assimilation shit start. That just put up some like half immigrant, half American blended family, like hairs on my back stood up a little bit. But I think he was just trying to very like objectively say, there's a lot of fun shit to do, and like, don't worry, like, you can learn the language. Because in the end, David is like very sympathetic, because he's like, I know, like, I've left home to go to school. Like, when I went to that school for the deaf when I was a kid, like, I know what it's like to be separated and like in a new place and not know anybody and like still figuring shit out. So he's like, so I want to make it like work, but the money is kind of, we don't know what the money situation is though still.
Exactly. We don't. It might not be enough. But I also wanted to say that David just strikes me as like someone who just doesn't know how to talk to kids.
Right.
So sure. Just instead of saying it in exactly how like you said it, it's like, there's so much fun stuff to do, you know?
Yeah.
And like, don't worry, English is easy to learn, which would reassure somebody. He says it in this like formal adult way that like to a kid is not at all helpful. Or, like, it doesn't comfort you when someone's like, there's a lot of activities. You will learn the language. You're like, what? This sounds like homework. And, like, now I'm scared. And what kind of activities? Like,
yeah. Like chopping wood and learning how to frack.
Yeah, exactly. We're looking
for natural gas deposits. What?
Yeah.
You will learn these skills. Anyway, so... You know, then she's like asking, like, is there going to be enough room and stuff? And he's like, yeah, you know, like, I mean, if you guys do come, like, I'll find a new spot to rent, you know, with another bedroom. And she's like, hold up. What? You renting? But not really understanding that that is pretty normal, because homeownership is pretty much out of reach for most Americans these days. Ow, fuck. You know, he's like, yeah, I mean, but he's like, look, I got two jobs. He's like, I'm fucking dedicated. This isn't what he says to her. It's what he says to camera, that he's like, I will make this shit work. Like, so in that sense, I mean, like, you know, at least he's got his heart in it.
Yeah. I'm not worried about him. I think he and her and that family will make it work. Cause I think that is actually true love. And we haven't seen that in the show in a fucking minute. So good for them.
Yeah. All right. Well, you want to talk about true love?
Misha and Nicola.
Oh yeah. They are fishing, and his hot pink bucket is so him.
I love that hot pink bucket. But the thing that really struck me in my first note about this whole thing is,
yes,
he says to camera that, like, hey, you know, it's really cool to take her fishing, because, you know, for 7 years I've been like calling her and telling her when I've been fishing and how many fish I caught and what I didn't catch and what kind of fish. My first note is 7 years of talking about fishing. No.
My God. Yeah. It's like, so.
You say you know, love this woman.
And you're subject. Yeah. Every day I call her. Don't talk for, you know, maybe 40 minute stretches. And I'll be like, hold on. I got something. Nope. Just some cans and shit. Never mind.
Keep your fucking fish report away from me. God damn. So, the fish daily, fucking fuck you.
The activity is very spiritual, because
but I don't want you to talk to me about it.
No. I'm just saying, I'm talking specifically, it's spiritual in the sense that they are fishing like the Lord Jesus himself.
Okay. Yes.
So that's why it's tight, first of all. And secondly, it's boring as fuck, as she points out. She's like, so you don't do anything except sit here the whole fucking time? And he's like, well, you got to do this, that. She's like, look, fool, it's really not that serious. Like, this is fishing. Like, I know you're getting all turned up about it, but let's be real. Like, is this just like a place for men to have, like, you'd need a thing to stare off into so you can avoid eye contact until you muster up the emotional strength to admit something or share something with your friend? Is that how this works? Is that why
you don't need to go that hard at me, Miles?
Okay, sorry.
Okay, some of us enjoy fishing because it's peaceful and there's fewer voices in our head, and you know, it's a good vibe. No,
I'm just talking about like that very stereotypical like men going out to fish.
Or women also abandon our emotions by fishing,
by staring into the void.
Yeah, it's not gendered. Okay, some of us are pieces of shit too. Okay,
well, we all have some kind of activity.
Yes, some women.
Some women need to fish to get their shit off their chest. Okay, yeah. But then like. The wave hits them and she falls over and she scratches her leg and he's like, oh, nope, that's it. Game over. We're done fishing now. Now that you scratched up your shins a little bit, this is a fucking tragedy.
I hate that kind of reaction from like men, because I don't want to feel fragile and I don't want you to decide like if I should stay or go.
She's
or
like, nah,
if
I'm good.
She's like,
right.
I'm fine. She's like, I'll just splash some seawater on it. Like, it'll be good, you know?
And she's like, your leg will fall off.
He's like, no, I've already called the helicopter. We're airlifting you to the nearest fucking emergency.
Yeah. We're going to Tel Aviv, where they have a specialized trauma center for this kind of injury.
Yeah, we're getting, you know, the head surgeon, who is a former Mossad agent, used to operate in the field. You don't understand, Misha.
Yeah.
Misha, your shin will be as beautiful as it was before, Misha.
We will get the plastic surgery we need so there is no scarring. I guarantee that. But, you know, after that, they sit down and they get to talking about meeting his family, which he is nervous
about. Right before that, he says, it's the first time I took a woman fishing.
Oh, yes.
It was horrible.
Yeah. And he said, this will be the last time she will come fishing with me. What? Okay. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Hilarious.
Okay, Mr. Hot Pink Bucket.
Yeah. Okay, now to the important part. Sorry, go ahead.
So, yeah. He's like, okay, we got to meet my mom. Like, what's the fucking deal here? You know, like, what do you think? He's like, he's nervous. The biggest worry is that his mom will say, don't marry Misha. Marry a woman. Marry Misha. Marry a woman from here. Marry a woman who's virgin. You know what I mean?
Not and divorced. He's like, doesn't have two kids.
Yeah. And he's like, she's like, well, I don't know if, you know, like, I mean, will I understand what she's saying? He's like, I'm going to have to translate. He's like, but she is going to be ripping my head off in Arabic. No ISIS. Okay. But that's what the fuck is going down at this meeting. Please. So just bear with me. It's going to be tough. And he's like, she's 70 and set in her ways. Yeah. Okay. Sure. But I don't know. Like, is it? The whole thing is like, she might trip because new band name, she's a divorced American, not a virgin. Divorced American virgin is kind of
wild. I hear that's the follow-up from Green Day to American Idiot.
I want to be a divorced American, I'm virgin.
Exactly.
He's like, I'm basically about to fucking drop a bomb on my mom's dome with this shit. So she might pass away. I don't know.
Well, before she passes away, she puts together an insane spread. That spread? How quickly she puts together the fucking grape leaves?
I want her to roll a blunt. Because the way she was twisting those up, I was like, Nadia, what's going on, Nadia?
I got an eighth with your name on it.
I got a QP with your name on it, man. Over to work.
Yeah, do it.
I mean, I'll pay. You know, obviously, I'll pay whatever the rate is, but like, I'm not. Like, let's go.
You know what? I would put a little tray of each next to her so that, like, you could smoke a little blunt and then have a little grape leaf. I think that is the ideal scenario.
So it's his mom, Nadia, then his brothers, Andy and Mickey show up. Like, are like what? They sound like cartoon characters.
Are these their real names?
Maybe that's or like, is it maybe like it's like when the Americanized
like people
version.
Just are like, for Americans, we'll be like, yeah. I'm Andy.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, or maybe they're big fans of Andy Rooney and Mickey Rourke.
Or Mickey Rooney.
Andy and Mickey Rooney. Oh my God.
secrets.
And Nicola Rooney, the famous one that no one talks about.
The truth is fucking out there.
That fucking, I'm sorry, Nadia, that's a fucking spread bone. And also, forget to say, Misha, you did not come empty-handed. So, obviously, you know what the fuck was up. You did not, you're not meeting the mom with dust in your fucking palms.
Loved it. And it was classic Russian, like, yes, chocolates and fucking flowers. We fucking did it, fam.
Yeah. And then, so basically, like, they get to, like, the awkward part. They're all sitting down, and she's like, okay, do you want to start translating in Arabic? And, like, we can start talking about our lives. And he's like, I don't have to fucking share my personal life with nobody in my fucking family. Are you serious? What the fuck's wrong with you? And then his brother's like, so who is this, Nico? Like, how do you know her? Where do you know her from? And that's the cliffhanger.
Basically, it's the first girl he's ever brought home. Yeah. And he says to her, you don't need to talk to my mom too much, so don't worry about it.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Wow. Welcome to your family, huh? And then she's do you want to tell Andy who I am and how you know me? And he's like, no, nope. Misha, the floor is yours, Misha.
Go ahead. Do your thing. They don't speak English, though, so good luck with that, because I'm not going to say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, though. Go ahead. 3, 2, 1. It's on you. All right. All right. Let's know.
All right. That's that.
Statler and Dempsey. Not much here, except for this is like
painful,
you know, fallout from the Valentine's Day disaster that we just saw. And so Dempsey goes out for work. Like, it's super awkward. It's like, I'm not really trying to fucking talk to nobody. Fuck it. Like, see you when I get back.
She's like, I need to be around the cows for like a hot minute. Please don't fucking talk to me.
And then Statler FaceTimes like her homegirl, like back in the U.S. And
love
starts just breaking it down.
Honesty.
Oh my God. The
honest
her reactions.
Bone.
Dude, her reactions to when she was like, so then I called my ex. She was like, ugh. And it's like, and then, you know, maybe like go pick me up and like spend time in like a hotel. And her like eyes almost exploded and rolled back in her head at the same time. I don't know how she did it. And she was like, yo, how?
Sway.
What the fuck? Yeah. How do you do this? And whatever, you know, they talk about, then she's like, and then, you know, I told her, like, I've got nowhere to go and I want to move to the UK. And then it's going to be with
her. And then she said she loved me. And then I said, good, because my lease is up and can I move in?
Okay, so I'm sorry. So did you ask her if you could move in or you told her you were going to move in?
I said that I don't have any other options. And basically, this is what I'm going to do from now on.
I love how you said, I said that. Like, it's just like, did you ask or did you tell? She's like, I said. Very, very clever, counsel. But yeah, then she's like, but it was all just kind of a mess.
But her friend goes, that's a lot for one Valentine's Day.
Yeah, she's like, I love yous a lot. That's a lot. And then you got to be like, surprise, I'm your new roommate. And then you got to say, surprise, my ex was going to like deliver the fucking to me straight to the airport hotel. Oh, that's a lot. That's a lot. A lot of dip on your chip.
She's like, maybe save some of that for Arbor Day. Like, we don't got to like blow our whole, you know, load on like this one holiday.
Arbor Day. Oh, yeah. And so she realizes, she's like, okay, yeesh, okay, I really fucked that up. Like, she's like, you could have just left it there. You'd have to bring up the ex at all. And Dempsey's like, yeah, I mean, or Statler's like, I don't really even actually care. She's like, I'm just kind of, that's just how I, you know, I just
that's speak how I roll.
When people ask. Yeah, you know, that's just how I am. And Dempsey comes home. It's like still kind of awkward. And Dempsey's just sort of like, look, man, like, we gotta slow this shit down. Like, we don't even, like, it's barely been any time. And Statler's like, what do you mean? We've been together for like 7 freaking months. What do you mean it's too soon? Ma'am, are you for real right now? You have been talking over the internet.
She was angry. She's like, how much longer could possibly people even communicate before they know that they can live together? God.
Yeah.
Are you serious right now? 7 months? What? Like, what? Like, are you saying, like, 8 months? Like, are you crazy right now? What, like, 9 months? No one's even heard of that.
What the fuck are you talking about? We have to be married by 10 months. So where are you, where does that fit in? Like, I move in at 9 months and then we get
I already planned for us to have children. Okay. And that's happening by the end of this year. So you're really not keeping me on schedule.
You're kind of fucking this up for me.
Yeah.
I already made
a plan, and you know, it was completely built on the assumption that you would go along with it.
Right. She pivots well. Sadler pivots well. And she's like, you know, like, yeah, I got rushed into things because you don't understand. Like, the adoption of it's fucked me up my whole life. Like, I feel like rejected all the time. I just want what other people have.
I wrote, I'm adopted. Me. Can I move in? Because that is what that fucking manipulation was. Yeah, that's fine. For her. I'm canceled. It's not like, if you. I walked in and I was like, that,
I actually hit the wrong one. It was supposed to be finish. But they're close to each other. Oh, shit.
It's like if I walked in and true. I was like, yeah, can I, you know, I don't know my dad. I never met him. So can I have your car?
Yeah, what? You don't understand what it's like, man. You yeah, have a car.
Exactly.
I don't have hair. And you have a car. So I'm going to take your car. Do you get it? Do you get it? Are you dumb or are you an idiot?
It's just the trade is so funny. You know, it's like what? It's like cheese and stone.
Yep. Chalk and cheese. Let's not get started on that.
No, we'll never Let's finish. Get back I just, on that. It was one of our favorite discussions of all time.
It was serious. It was maybe too much. It maybe required too much of our drug-addled brains to figure that out. But we got there.
Yeah.
You know, we got there. But yeah, they hug it out. And I guess they're just kicking the can down the road for now.
Yeah, we'll I think Dempsey's happens. Just like super on guard, which I get.
Yeah, as you should be. And finally, Christian and Cleo. This was, you know, they
I just have one note and it says Trump impression.
Oh my, we've got the same birthday. I don't know. Am I like Donald Trump? Cleo was like, oh my God, I love that, Christian. You are so funny.
Oh man, I hate it when that kind of behavior gets encouraged, because then like other people have to deal with it. And whoever fucking goes out with that man next is like, oh no. Someone told him this was great to do.
And if too many subsequent partners co-sign it, if you're the first person to like try and dead that, then you're going to be accused of like trying to kill their spirit.
Yes. You will be the sabotager.
Yeah.
That's why you can't be out here lying.
That's why you got to get it early. Be like, how long have you been doing that? Oh, like a couple weeks. Yeah, don't. Let's not. Let's not anymore.
I think I would settle to be like, hey, what year is it?
2023.
Yeah, we don't do Trump stuff in 2023, so just kind of
okay, fine. Just kind of crushing my spirit. I just feel like you're being a little bit toxic. Like, you're not allowing me to just sort of express myself in a way that's very natural to me.
Exactly. I communicate through Trump. That's like my love language. Seems like you really don't want me to be me.
You, my love language is Trump. Anyway, they go to an astrologer, and this lady Evelina is basically like, yeah, let me read this. Yeah, y'all, I don't know. Y'all probably fucked. Yeah, y'all probably break up or something. And then Cleo's just fucking heartbroken after from hearing that from the astrologer.
Cleo cries, and she's like, I just can't imagine after everything, you know? And then I just remembered the nostalgic feeling of like how it was when I first was into Christian, and then she just like, is destroyed.
Broke
and I just want to be like, you
impact.
Can do so much better. And I get that you feel deeply, but like,
also,
girl, let this one go.
Also, I feel Evelina, what she's doing is she just rocked your subconscious, because you knew someone was up with this dude and you just needed that little nudge from the astrologer. You know what I mean? To then be like, oh, yeah, that part. Yeah, this sucks. Okay, fine. I mean, I believed it, but then I just wanted somebody else to doubly be like, are you for real, Cleo? This dude just did a Trump impression.
Yeah.
And he's got like a weird, his style is something else.
I would also be
nasty.
Careful if I were him doing that impression, because like his hair is dangerously Trumpish. At that point, it doesn't even look like an impression. It looks like a haunting.
Yeah, like it looks like
he's
like
being
meth
inhabited
Trump.
Inhabited by the spirit.
Yeah. He's like, I'm drug addict Trump. That's my character I play.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right. Well, that
there
was
it. Flawless victory for everybody around. That's going to do it
great
for this
job,
episode.
Everyone. Great job.
Great job. Round of applause. Round of applause. Slow clap.
Love the energy out there, Riley. Love the nose trimming. You know, great job. Nadia, fucking blunt roller to
great.
The stars. Fucking great energy, everyone.
It.
Great job.
Love it. We're going to skip a week because I'm going to be on vacation. So bear with us, but we will be back that first week of September. Hit you with two episodes, obviously. And obviously, we're going to finish Love is Blind. Trust me. Okay. But I was adopted. So you're going to have to just get over it for now because that's my defense.
Yeah. I've never met my dad. So sorry about the episodes being dropped inconsistently.
Yeah. Sorry if like you need that. But like Sophia's kind of dealing with some shit. So like, how dare you? Like, really look in the fucking mirror. Y'all.
Miles just had a baby. So just.
And my baby's getting divorced.
Yeah.
So, like,
yeah.
Fucking take a second and take stock of whether or not you're a human being.
Exactly.
Okay?
And I'm representing his baby. You know how hard this is on the entire 420 day family?
It's ridiculous. The Munch Mob Faith Healers are doing 24/7 round the clock security, okay? Because the baby got caught up with some dangerous people. Doesn't matter. It's
just,
not for
it's
here.
It's not. We,
just give
we don't
us a
need
second.
To trauma dump. Dump.
Yeah,
trauma dump.
Thank you.
Please just.
Trauma dump.
No. Please just know we're.
Please know.
We're adopted and.
Yes.
And we're moving in.
And we're moving in now. And I don't have my leases up. Sorry. And that, oh, beep, beep, beep. Yep, that's my pod getting dropped off. I got three of them of my stuff. We can just leave them there for now. We can just leave them. We don't have to bring in the house. Yeah, find us at 420 Day Fiance, wherever they got the ad symbols. Patreon.com/420 Day Fiance. Shout out to everybody who has re-signed up at the $5 level. If everybody who used to be on the Patreon, if you are interested in continuing to support us, you have to log back in and re-sign up at that level. You get everything. It's all there. $5, 5, 5, 5, 5, power
5,
bike,
for 5,
okay?
For 5. Every episode ever.
Twitch.tv/420dayfiance. I'm Sophia Alexandra. You can find me at the Sophia, S-O-F-I-Y-A, and all them appearances and et ceteras are in the bios.
And you can find me, Miles Gray, on Twitter and Instagram at Miles of Gray. That's Gray with an A. And, of course, you can check me out on my other dope-ass podcasts, which are The Daily Zeitgeist, which I do every day with Jack O'Brien, and really great guests. And I also have a podcast about basketball. It's called Mad Boosties.
Yeah.
And I also have a podcast that is
crime-related,
and it is called The Good Thief. So
that's me. That's me, and that's us, and you be you. And guess what? We're abandoned, adopted, and we're moving in, and we're sleeping here tonight.
You're
okay, sleeping
here.
We're meow, sleeping meow. Here. Sorry, bye. Meow.
20 Day Fiance.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.